What's up, guys? Thank you for tuning into my podcast today. My name is Jessica Baggins. I work with Century 21 out of our South Tampa office. I've been selling real estate now for over 4 years, and I love what I do. So I put this podcast together to hopefully help give some tips and tricks to all of the home buyers and sellers out there, or all the people who are kind of nervous to speak with somebody up front when they're not really ready yet. I'm hoping that this is going to be the resource that you can jump right into that answers some of those questions and helps you to feel a little bit more comfortable before you reach out to somebody. If you're listening to this episode, you're probably thinking about putting your house up for sale and you're wondering, where in the world do I start? What do I do to get ready to put my house on the market where strangers are going to walk through it and they're going to have all of their giant opinions taking up the entire house? So I wanted to put together a list for you of the top 5 things that I think are the most important to do before you put your house on the market based off of all of the feedback I've gotten over the years of showing buyers. So this is straight out of the buyer's mouths to your ears for what you need to do to put before you put your home on the market. The first couple ones will be fun options and easy things to change in your home. And the last option will be very tactical. That is something I think is really important. But we'll start with the basics. When a buyer is walking through your house, and I know that it's so fun to have a bunch of colors in your home and your media room is, you know, dark, deep red because that's your movie room or your game room. And then your kitchen is, you know, bright blue. And then your daughter's room is bright pink. And then your living room is orange. And then your Florida room in the back, because you like to hang out, has clouds painted on it. I love it. I love the creativity. But a lot of the buyers that are walking through your home get really overwhelmed when they see a bunch of different colors. So I think one of the things, the first thing that you can do that really helps buyers is painting your home a neutral color. So this is painting all of the rooms one color that is very neutral. It can be a light gray, an off-white, some sort of light beige. Even if it's a very, very light blue that's almost on the gray side, those are really popular right now. Anything where the buyer can walk into the home and feel relaxed rather than overwhelmed by all of the different colors. So that it might be your creativity is wonderful, but the buyer that's walking in might not have that same personality as you, and it's a little overwhelming and it kind of turns them off from the whole thing. So number one, I'd say one of the most important things that you can do is to make the colors in your home neutral. Number two would be to fix any pet issues in the home. So by pet issues, I mean if you have a cat, it's usually cats. That's why I say that, not because I'm a dog person, but also because I am. Cats tend to leave odor in a lot of carpets over the years. I have a deal right now where the sellers are replacing the carpets because that was just one of the main issues in the home. For that to be a main issue, it's a good thing, but buyers don't like to walk through your house and see giant yellow stains in the carpet and walking through the house and leaving and saying, wow, that house smelled really bad. So if you have a dog or a cat that has had pet issues on the carpet, or if there's been any rugs, maybe the rugs just gotta go. Time for new ones. Even so, when buyers are walking through and there's a giant area rug, it kind of makes them question what's underneath that rug. So some try to pull it up. So if you have a rug that's been damaged by pets, just remove it because it eliminates all questions from the buyer's mind. Number three would be to declutter the home. And I know this sounds like, well, where am I supposed to put everything? Well, if you're moving, you're hopefully starting to pack up boxes anyways. So decluttering would mean anything on your bathroom counters, gotta go. Unless it's a toothbrush, maybe, you know, a box of tissues or something. But anything else, any like excess makeup that's on the counters, gotta go. Bathroom counters, clean them off. Kitchen countertops, definitely you want to clean them off. So if you have your blender and your toaster and your coffee maker and your utensils, then you have decorations and you have, you know, salt and pepper shakers. If you can put that in a pantry somewhere, that's the best idea, because buyers walk in and they want to see counter space. They want to say, where am I going to cook my dinner? And when the counters are cluttered with appliances, it kind of makes the kitchen feel smaller than it is. So I would say that's a huge, huge thing, is decluttering. So that would mean your entertainment system around your TV. A lot of times that has a lot of decorations on it, which actually leads me to number four, which would be to depersonalize the home. So not only are you decluttering, but you're actually getting rid of all of the family photos. I know it's so hard because you're still living there and these things are so important to you. But I've had times where I show buyers and all they can remember is that one family photo that you love so much, but they just couldn't understand it and it was stuck in their head and they couldn't tell you how many bedrooms or bathrooms the home had. They couldn't tell you what color the walls were or if it had carpet. All they could remember was that one family photo. So it kind of took your house out of play at all for anything they were going to put an offer in on, because they all they could think of was that family photo. So if there's a way for you to remove those from the house, that is a huge, huge, huge important thing. The last thing, number five, I would say to do that is so important and I think helps to encourage the value of your home and make sure that you put the right value first would be to get a home inspection. Getting a home inspection is so important before you go on the market. There have been multiple deals I've heard from other agents that have just completely fallen through once the inspection happens. And then the seller has to take their home off the market, make all of these repairs, and then they put their home back on the market for a higher price. And now buyers can see the history of that transaction. So they can see that it went under contract at this price. It came back up on the market, but it came at a higher price. So the first thing that goes through your mind is, what was wrong with the house? What did you have to fix? And it already causes suspicion in the buyer's mind. So getting a home inspection is so, so important. One example that I have for you is actually up in Seminole Heights. This is a third party story from another agent, but the homes in Seminole Heights are built in the early 1900s and have a crawl space underneath them. And this home had major, major structural issues to it. So they had the inspector go through the crawl space and the pillars to the home. You know, they weren't structurally sound anymore. So literally had to update the foundation of the home before selling it. And that's just a huge issue. So if you can put your home on the market with a receipt that says, hey, look what we just did. This is why we listed at the price that we did. It just puts comfort in the buyer's mind right away. Instead of them getting the inspection, now they've spent, say, up to $1,000, depending on if they did a general inspection and then had a separate structural inspection done. Those things add up. So now the buyer is upset and it's just, it all gets a little overwhelming. The process is a little stressful. My dad always likes to say, he's the broker of the company, right? And he's like, there's no drama in real estate, but we all know there is, okay? We all know. So we just go with it. But if we can do our best to eliminate the drama by getting a home inspection up front, that, I'm telling you, is one of the best things that you can do before you sell. So our company actually calls it Certified Pre-Loved Homes, and we have a separate home sign writer that we can put up on the yard sign, and it says Certified Pre-Loved, and everyone asks, what is that? Well, you know, it's been pre-loved. We had the home inspected. The things that were wrong with it, we fixed. We showed it love. This home is great in every way. Here you go, buy it at this price because we fixed everything. There's nothing for you to come back with. So I think it kind of gives you some power, some negotiating power there. So I hope that these things helped. These are just five things that came to the top of my mind after showing buyers over these years. These are the things that I think are most important to them. So if you are considering putting your home on the market now, this is a great place to start. So I hope this helps, and I'll talk with you soon.